It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Liu Yan, and Brian in the studio. A photo of two girls squatting on the subway has caused quite a stir. The picture was taken in Shanghai's metro platform and posted on Sina Weibo afterwards with a comment, and here I quote, "Maybe I'm too old and traditional. I don't understand why some girls are so uncivilized. How can they squat and wait in the subway? Who taught them this? What kind of habit is this?" End of quote. This post has topped the search list immediately, and admittedly, there are some dispute over whether the original post mentioned uncivilized behavior, the word, or not. But the post has gone viral, clearly has stated those words. So therefore, the discussion out there and inside our studio is going to focus on this theme. That is the end of my disclaimer. So guys, why is this even news? Because these two girls, they were squatting. I checked out this photo. They were wearing trousers, and they even kept their legs closed as they were squatting. You know, that's a big deal, apparently, and nobody saw anything inappropriate. Why is this even news, and why is it that we've received a record amount of comments on this topic on this show?
Well, admittedly, I'm a bit bemused as well, because I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but apparently it bothers a lot of people. Some people think that squatting out in public is not a good thing to do. It's, and perhaps especially in the eyes of some people, if the person squatting is female. I don't know why exactly that's considered so bad. I think squatting, you know, it's something you shouldn't do in formal occasions, but, you know, you're out on the street, whatever, is my take.
Okay, I'm really interested in what Liu Yan is going to say, and from the well, Liu Yan and I, we hang out, so I know what kind of guy he is, and certainly, he is not one of those straight man cancer patients. Yeah, so he's not one of those guys who would hail for this kind of, anti-behavior. So, Liu Yan, but, you know, just for the sake of the show, please.
So I should pretend, oh, this is a huge deal. I am so angry.
I want more of that.
But you know me so well. So yeah. Honestly.
Please, can you explain, like, what those guys are thinking about this first?
Well, I think those guys are just being, you know, D-I-C-K's.
Oh, yay! Whoa!
Really, I really don't think this is a big deal, because, like you, I have also taken a look at the picture. It's not that big a deal, and the only thing I would complain about is that they were actually standing, squatting, right in front of the entrance.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
might block people's way, and it might be dangerous for themselves, as well as people who were trying to get on the train and off the train. But other than that, I don't see any big problem at all.
I'm thinking now, and it's realized I've realized that maybe the same kind of person who gets bothered by women, like, sitting with their legs open in public, or wearing pants in a dress, or trousers rather, instead of a skirt or dress, maybe it's that kind of person who gets bothered by this.
Okay, or some guys that are. I am a woman, so I think it's very hard for me to understand, but I did a survey amongst some Junai, I suppose, and they were saying that woman squatting is completely different to a man squatting, and a woman shouldn't be squatting because she should be elegant and act as a woman. And then I immediately asked, Mr. Junai, like, then what about men squatting? I mean,
and what about men spread?
Oh, man spreading.
And then we've talked about that on the show. Like, what about man spreading? That is when a guy is sitting with his legs open and taking up at least 2 seats on public transportation,
which is causing an actual problem, unlike just squatting somewhere.
Exactly. And my Junai person who sits next to me said, I refuse to call him a friend at this moment, and said, because, you know, because women are different, and you should be holding your role.
So that's exactly double standard right there.
Yeah.
Men and women should be treated differently.
Yeah.
That's the very definition of double standard.
Women have to act this certain way, but men don't. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a shame we don't have this particular fellow in the studio here to have his attempt at arguing this.
Yes.
Sounds like we have a target.
Yes, and, well, I'm a nice person. I'm not like the guy who took this photo and put it on Weibo. Admittedly, it was, you know, photos of the two girls from the back, but still, posting photos of strangers online and starting a big conversation about this. What about the privacy of those
exactly.
people?
Exactly, that's the real rude thing here.
Exactly.
Yes, and I'm a nice person, so even though I'm not even going to mention the name of that guy, but, you know, he sits next to me, and if you're a loyal listener to our show, you know who I'm talking about. And we'll talk more about this after this break. Stay tuned!
Informed opinion and heated debates. Find out what's got China talking on our roundtable discussion, only on EZFM.
You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, joined by Brian Kopczynski and Liu Yan. Coming up, popular TV drama The Imperial Princess or Nü Yi Ming Fei Zhuan has been slammed over the validity of prescription on traditional Chinese medicine on the show. Should screenwriters pay more attention to professional knowledge portrayed on TV? And of course, we'll talk more about the topic we left right before the break about girls squatting on Shanghai subway platform, that apparently it is too good a place for women to squat. Or, you know, you have something else to say about that, send us a WeChat message and we can read it out for you. Just search for EZFM Roundtable, or you can leave us your thoughts on Sina Weibo. Just search for 轻松调频 Roundtable. I will make sure to check for your message on Weibo after the show. And there's also a podcast. You can find us at Apple Podcasts. We are Roundtable Yuan Zhuo Hui Yi there. Yeah, that's about it. Now we can talk more about girls squatting, and I think we are a show that is so unique in the sense that it is our favorite topic to talk about squatting.
Yeah, I noticed that. And back in the day, Asian squatting, that episode was also a huge hit.
Oh, and you listened to our show on that day. What am I talking
about? Luo Yu, you were going to say.
I'm saying Liu Yan. Definitely Liu Yan. Who is Luo Yu? I don't know that guy. Liu Yan, you're in our studio. You are great. Okay. So, and the reason why we picked up so many squatting topics, girl squatting today and Asian squat last time, was because I'm subscribed to this amazing WeChat account. You know, RT Roundtable is amazing, and there's also this other amazing, you know.
Not just one.
It's, you know, News Plus.
Yes.
Yes. We have some pretty good people on that team who does, you know, great stuff and sends it out every day. And who's the mastermind behind that public WeChat account, News Plus?
I think that person is speaking right now.
Ah, yeah, it's my good friend Liu Yan. And yeah, I think they have some really good topics and really good content. And the team behind it is absolutely intelligent and brilliant and so hardworking. I mean, we're same people here, right? Roundtable and News Plus, you know, WeChat account. You should certainly find that out. Find us both out. Have I said too much?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
that's the best cross promotion I have ever heard.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay, well,
and you do it with such a straight face.
Oh, certainly, because I'm not bragging. It is that good.
Yeah.
Okay, and our WeChat listeners love this topic. I mean, we are getting a record amount of comments, and our dear WeChat listeners, I'm going to try my best to go through as many as I can. Let's start with this one. Yi Xin Yi says, Liu Yan again. Welcome, Liu Yan. So happy that, you know, the trio of us are in the studio speaking. And Liu Yan, do you have anything to say to Yi Xin Yi?
Well, Yi Xin Yi, thank you very much. And I'd just like to say that it's always a pleasure to be back on the show.
All right. And there's a few of our WeChat listeners that have gotten the answer to, you know, that mysterious Zhinan Ai person that I was talking about earlier, and they got to the bottom of it. But I'm a nice person. I'm going to protect the privacy of people, so I'm not going to give out the name, but...
I hope the government does a better job of protecting privacy than you are.
Oh, certainly. You know, I'm as strict as Tim Cook at Apple. You know, we hold similar beliefs in, you know, privacy of citizens, you know? And Pisa Shimolin, God, you're right. How come you're so smart? He got to the bottom of that. And also, about all these... About the comments on the topic of girls squatting, we seem to have some pretty different views as, I'll start with Cecilia Jung. She says, as there are lots of people who don't queue up, why do we focus on girls squatting?
Oh, absolutely. So, seriously, there are so many far worse things that happen. Not lining up, just kind of crowding in, that is worse, as are any of these, like, these vitriolic comments against these women. Like, if you disagree with it, that's fine, but being uncivilized online is a far worse behavior than this, if this is bad at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's also spitting everywhere, including on Subway.
Even in Subway?
Yes, I have actually seen people, right before they try to get on the Subway or step off the Subway, they spit.
Oh, that's terrible. And that is something I would definitely call uncivilized. Whether squatting is uncivilized or not, we'll talk in a second about that. And Yuan says, if you're a civilized person and if you see something that you don't agree with, then you should...
Talk to that person, confront him or her, instead of shading them on the internet.
Well said, Liu Yan.
You're going to say Liu Yan again. Oh, my goodness.
That's not true, Liu Yan. That is not true. You are so amazing, and you make this room just brighter as your presence is here. Absolutely radiant, and... How could I say your name wrong? Liu Yan, Liu Yan, Liu Yan. You know, it is you in our studio, and I love it that you are here with us. I should have just not do the sigh, and then everybody might could have got fooled, right? And there is Let Go saying, as long as they're not blocking the way, it's not your business. Whoever sees it as not courteous is either attention-seeking or self-righteous, a moron. And I love this kind of very sharp comment. And Li Chenyu says, those people who call other people uncivilized don't necessarily are civilized people themselves. And these two girls could just be tired. And you take a photo of them without them knowing and put it online, and now you're saying that they're not civilized? What does it say about you? And Li Chenyu also says, sometimes I think squatting is actually kind of comfortable. And, well, here is, you know, what He Yang myself is speculating, is that if you're standing or walking for a very long time and then you squat, it's sort of like stretching your hamstring, and it's relaxing. And Li Chenyu has something else to add, that is, there are so many people in China who work in fields who need to squat as they work. Are you calling them all uncivilized? Well, that's a pretty powerful argument there. And yes, and the gentleman in the studio seemed to agree with it.
There was one comment, though, you just said a moment ago, maybe the people who are making these criticisms are uncivilized themselves. That's interesting, because I feel like sometimes when you see, like, the harshest critics of something, sometimes they might be doing that because it's a flaw they have themselves. Not consciously, but possibly.
That's a very interesting argument. But, you know, I think it's pretty clear that the three of us are against this behavior. I mean, you know, shading someone on the internet, actually, rather than, you know, confronting them. But that aside, I do think there's one legit element to the criticism. That is, when you're squatting in public, it might remind some people of, you know, pooping. So maybe that's one of the major reasons why they keep saying this is uncivilized behavior.
Yeah, but if it's pooping, can't say that word, me being a lady, oh, so much sacrifice I'm making for my job, you know. Oh, really dramatic. And I think, but okay, if that's the case, then men and women should be equal in front of pooping, right? Why is it uncivilized for women and no talk as such about men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's true. But the thing is, this time it just happens to be two girls squatting, and that's why, you know, we're talking. So maybe if somebody actually took a picture of two guys squatting and then posted on the internet and then caused a big brouhaha, then we would be talking about guys squatting as well.
Perhaps, but I don't think that's very likely. I mean, as we've noticed from some of our comments, some people find the problem with women in particular, and some people may not be admitting it, but they might, when they're criticizing this overall, their problem might be with the fact that it's women, and they're just either not admitting it to themselves or admitting it overall.
Yeah, and our WeChat listener, Zihehuifeng, says something pretty interesting regarding this, is that he or she is saying this society has so many requirements and expectations from women, and it has not fairly assessed the demand from men and women. So I think he or she is pointing at that there is so much that, I mean, when we don't know who to blame, we blame society, right? And, you know, there are these unwritten rules that you need to conform to. And then the rules that's written there for women seem to be so much longer than and specific and mean versus what guys get.
And to make things more infuriating, people always try to explain this whole situation with the sentence, oh, because you need to be a lady.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And there's one more element that we haven't discussed yet. I think when I first read this guy's comment on his Weibo, I actually didn't think he was a guy. I thought it was some kind of da ma or something, because he said something like, is it just me or am I too old-fashioned? So I totally thought it was at least a middle-aged woman. And then it turns out it was a guy, because people did some digging. And a few years ago, he also squatted on the subway, and he was eating, I believe, at that time.
Eating pot noodles or something.
And then somehow someone took a picture of that, and he proudly posted that on his Weibo account. So there's double standard right there. He thinks himself squatting is fine, but girls squatting are not fine, and if you don't think so, then, you know, you don't have the right thinking.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, you get this kind of double standard all over the place, and I think that's why we kind of need to talk about it, because the part that really bugged me was I saw a lot of female commenters or girls leaving us messages and also all over Weibo saying, what are these women thinking about? How could they be squatting? Totally looks bad on women. And then I was thinking, girl, you are a woman yourself. And this is not about women squatting. It should be about squatting, period. It shouldn't be something that has a gender difference. And if you, as a woman, you're one of us, and you are indoctrinated into believing that women need to behave in a different way than men, nobody's going to help us. Except for the two gentlemen in our studio, right? So sometimes I think, I'm not saying I'm better than other people, certainly not that, but I think you need to be aware of what is behind this. And sometimes because we are just, we're raised in a way and we are conformed into certain boxes, into a certain way of thinking, and sometimes when you take a step back and you realize, what? That's actually infringing upon my rights. And what is this about? It is not what happens on the surface.